From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Shatters, that's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope everybody's in a good mood today. It is Election Day here in the state of Tennessee. And as you can see, yours truly early voted, hence I've got the little sticker. And I want to encourage, and just for a moment, we have a lot of listeners all over Tennessee, from Chattanooga, Jackson, Memphis. You folks need to get out and you need to vote. And especially you folks in Memphis, you folks in the suburbs, not only take yourself to the poll, but grab a few other folks as well and get yourself out there and vote. And I was telling somebody that if every listener to KWAM, our flagship radio station, if all of you people get out and vote the Republicans, the conservatives are going to win in a landslide. I mean, it really is that simple. So anyway, we've got a lot to talk about, a lot to go over today. And I do want to do a little bit of a deep dive into what happened at the National Association of Black Journalists yesterday. All of this was sort of unfolding during the program yesterday. And there are two very different observations that I have noticed. First of all, there are conservatives who think Donald J. Trump knocked it out of the ballpark yesterday, and there are others who are literally horrified, just horrified. And they believe that it's over, that Trump has just blown it. He's made the whole thing about race, and it's done. So I'm curious, what camp are you in? And we're going to start out the program with some calls. I want to take some calls on this issue, and I'm going to share with you my thoughts as well. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio, and then I'm going to share with you I'm going to share my opinion first. I thought he crushed it. I saw my president go gangsta. Oh, I said it, gangsta. Without the R. Dylan, is that appropriate?
Okay. I don't know yet. All right. We'll find out.
You know why I can say gangsta? Because I'm pretty fly for a white guy. That's what they say. I'm sorry. Wait a second. I'm pretty fly for a white guy. That's how the song goes. Yeah, I thought Trump crushed it yesterday, and I thought this is the kind of president that I love. This is a man who went into the pit of vipers and came out victorious. That's what I saw happening yesterday. Now, look, Trump, and we're going to go through and play some of this, and hopefully we've got some of the longer cuts of the introduction. As a matter of fact, can we pull that from yesterday and let me know? All right, we've got it. Let's go ahead and play that audio first.
People did not think it was appropriate for you to be here today. You have pushed false claims about some of your rivals, from Nikki Haley to former President Barack Obama, saying that they were not born in the United States, which is not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabbit to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, a first question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network. And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit. I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country. including employment, including opportunity zones with Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, which is one of the greatest programs ever for black workers and black entrepreneurs. I've done so much, and, you know, and I say this, historically black colleges and universities were out of money, they were stone cold broke, and I saved them, and I gave them long-term financing, and nobody else was doing it. I think it's a very rude introduction. I don't know exactly why you would do something like that. And let me go a step further. I was invited here, and I was told my opponent, whether it was Biden or Kamala, I was told my opponent was going to be here. It turned out my opponent isn't here. You invited me under false pretense. And then you said, you can't do it with Zoom. Well, you know, where's Zoom? She's going to do it with Zoom, and she's not coming. And then you were half an hour late, just so we understand. I have too much respect for you to be late. They couldn't get their equipment working or something
Mr.
was
President,
wrong.
Mr. President, I would love
I think
you
it's
can
a
answer
very
the question
nasty
on your
question.
Rhetoric and why
I,
you believe
I have
that
answered
black
the question.
Can trust you with another
I have
years.
Been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln.
Better
That's
than,
my answer.
Better than President
That's
Johnson, who signed the Voting Rights Act.
And for you to start off a question and answer period, especially when you're 35 minutes late because you couldn't get your equipment to work, in such a hostile manner, I think it's a disgrace.
Okay. Let me just ask a follow-up, sir.
Woo! Gangsta, baby, gangsta. That's my man right there. By the way, if I were him, the only criticism I have of President Trump is he did not quote from Medea. And he should have said, Rachel Scott, you need to put the shut to the up, darling. Put the shut to the up. That's what I would have done. Well done, sir. Well done. Those journalists in that room, and it was hard to tell. I wasn't in the room, and you could hear a few people clapping and applauding, but that was a hostile crowd. I mean, that would have been like bringing a pulled pork sandwich into a mosque. I mean, that's the amount of hate and derision. Dylan, are you okay? You're shaking over there.
Losing it today with your one-liners.
It's but people lost their collective minds. This is what I love. What you have to do is you have to go online and see who is offended and who is not. And there you sort of know who is a never-Trumper and who is someone who has a sense of humor. But the president was a little ticked off yesterday because they were blaming him for being a half an hour late. He had nothing to do with it. They could not figure out how to put the male end of the microphone cord into the female end. And that's a basic, no, that's not a euphemism. That's literally what they call it. Their male ends of the mic and the feet. Anyway, I don't want to get into it. But all that to say is that Donald Trump crushed it yesterday. And he made an interesting observation. And by the way, we do have there's been a lot of question on this program. How do you say your name? Is it Kamala, Kamala, Camel Toe? How do you pronounce her name? And we have now come up with, I met with one of the top linguistic experts in all of America yesterday and went through this, and we now have the official pronunciation of the woman running to be the next president of these great United States. The correct pronunciation is Kamala. So she, Kamala is her name. Kami, C-O-M-M-I-E, dash, la. Kamala is how you pronounce it. Well, it's an interesting thing about Kamala, who, depending on what day it is either black or Indian or white. I don't know. She refused to show up at this thing. Maybe she wasn't feeling black yesterday. I don't know. I don't know why she wasn't there, but she refused to show up. As a matter of fact, it's been, 12, 13 days now since she announced she was running for the White House, and she has yet to sit down and do an interview with any of the major networks. She's refused to hold a press conference, and the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, is they don't want this woman off script. They are terrified of what will happen when she goes off script, because she'll start waxing poetically about Venn diagrams and little school buses. and, you know, astronauts blasting off into space. But they're trying to make all of this about race and gender, and they may be successful. I don't know. Joe Rogan seems to think so, and we'll get to him in just a moment. But I want to go to Mary in North Carolina. Mary, what did you think about President Trump yesterday?
Good afternoon, Todd. I thought he was a rock star. He threw it out of the park. He was a Babe Ruth yesterday with home runs. They were rude. They were so rude and so disrespectful to him. And you know what? He cannot put up with it. We have to answer back. We have to talk back. And he just let him have it. And he laid out all the facts. Because you're entitled to your facts, but not to... You're entitled to your opinion, but not your facts. And I have a disagreement with you. You know what we need to call her? Que mala. Que mala. Because that means in Spanish, how awful. So to me, she's que mala.
Oh, she's Mexican, too.
How awful.
I love it. She's like a walking United Nations.
She is horrible. And we have to defeat these Marxist, socialist, communists that are wanting to end our country. We have to fight for the USA. God bless you all. Thank you. Get out and vote.
All right, vote, Mary. Wow, Mary's fired up. I like Mary. If we have to start a militia, I'm going to be on Mary's team. Good for you, Mary. Yeah, look, here's the deal. We are in a war for the heart and the soul of our country, folks. We truly are. This woman is very dangerous, and we've got to take her very seriously, and we'll get to the Joe Rogan stuff a little bit later on. But a lot of our fellow Republicans are very upset at President Trump. Larry Hogan said, well, Larry Hogan's that big guy. He's kind of like the white Fat Albert over in Maryland. Anyway, he's out there attacking Trump and saying how offended he was and that Trump attacked the black people. Trump didn't attack anybody. Before he could even sit down in the chair and open up a bottle of water, you had Rachel Scott accusing him of being a white supremacist. And, you know, here's the problem. And I realized I understand Trump. I felt a kinship with him because I live in a minority city that is controlled by people who behave like those women on that stage yesterday. They're very unkind, very unpleasant, and clearly their mothers didn't raise them right. Because I can tell you, when I was a kid, if I had talked like that to an adult, for one thing, there would have been a cast iron skillet imprinted on my backside. And mama would have been pouring Dawn dishwashing liquid down my mouth. The potty mouths of the people in that room. Shame on us. But I get it. And I'm a nice guy. But sometimes you just got to get down and you got to have a come to Jesus minute. And that's what Donald Trump did yesterday. I'll give you an example. We've got people here. We had one of the we've got this radical activist, and she very well could win the election today. This woman is on the record hating the cops, laughing when puppies die, and saying that she's terrified of white children. And she's leading in the polls. And she's out there yesterday. Her name is Tammy Sawyer. And Big Tammy's out there, and she's saying that, what has Donald Trump done? What has Donald Trump done for the black people? Woman, educate yourself. Educate yourself. This man did what Barack Hussein Obama refused to do for historically black colleges and universities. He actually funded those historically black colleges and universities. Educate yourself, Tammy Sawyer. Don't be stupid. Come on. You got to be better than that, right? I think. Possibly. But sometimes you got to just get in people's faces. And I'm telling you, the one thing that just angers me, and this is why I am so identifying with Donald Trump right now, because I get this attack all the time. That Stearns, he's just a racist. He just hates black people. Okay, where's your proof of that? Where's your evidence of that? And I'm not going to sit here on this program and go through my bona fides that would convince you otherwise. But I want to know, what have I said on this program that makes you think that I'm a racist or a white supremacist? Where is your evidence? Now, I'm going to say this because a couple of days ago, they smeared the Republicans. They said, oh, why the Republicans, you Republicans, y'all are just a bunch of white supremacists, y'all just a bunch of racists, you Republicans. Right, what? What? All of you be racist. Y'all are racist. Wait, what? Where is your proof that every Republican is a racist here in Memphis, Tennessee? Wait, what? So I did a little bit of research, and here's what I recommended the Republican Party do. They did not take my advice, but they should have. They should have, because here's what I recommended. First of all, there are a lot of black people that are Republicans, and they're smearing all of us. And by the way, they hate you black Republicans more than they hate us white folk. Can't stand it. But here's what I would have recommended. I said you need to get every Republican out there, send them on down to the Civil Rights Museum in front of the Lorraine Hotel where MLK got shot, hold a press conference, call all the reporters out, and you tell those reporters and you tell the Democrats that the Republican Party in Memphis, Tennessee was actually founded by a black businessman. A black businessman who wanted to register black people to vote in elections. And so here in Memphis, Tennessee, while the Republicans were out there registering black people to vote, the Democrats were running around in white bed sheets and pickup trucks burning crosses. How's that for a little bit of a truth bomb? So don't you go around telling me that conservatives and Republicans and Donald Trump, we're all racist. Donald Trump has done more for the black community than any other president in modern American history. Donald Trump did that. So I say, good for you, Mr. President. Good for you. He said what needed to be said.
But Todd, he was very nice. He needs to be nice.
No, sometimes you can't be nice. I used to be nice until I had to deal with these radical raving lunatics frothing at the mouth. But sometimes you just got to speak the truth in love. And that's what we do here. This is the Todd Stern Show. Hi, this is Todd Stearns. Today, you have the power to relieve suffering for children throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. Now, these are children who do not have reliable access to the essentials of life, like food or clean water. But today, you can change that. I'm partnering with Food for the Poor to rush emergency food relief to hungry children and to provide a community with access to water. Now, this is a headline that you can do something about. Today, because of a match, your generous gift of $200 provides four children with a year's worth of food and helps a community gain access to fresh water. There are several ways to make your gift. Go to ToddStearns.com and click on the red Give Life banner, or you can call my toll-free number at 855-353-4673. That's ToddStearns.com. Click on the red Give Life banner or call my toll-free number 855-353-HOPE. I just feel so much better. Maybe I just had all of that built up inside, but I'm with Mary. I'm proud of the president. Now, some of you may say, you know what, Todd? I got big problems with the way all of this went down. I am concerned, and that's okay. You can have those concerns. I want to hear you. I mean, this is Donald Trump, and this is who he is. And I will say this. What ought to really bother you is the fact that they're not allowing Kamala to come out and to do anything with the press. No press conferences, no sit-down interviews. And here's a woman who refused to show up at a black journalism convention. And she's claiming that she's basically Barack Hussein Obama in a skirt. Or maybe Barack Hussein Obama in pants. By the way, did you see Obama at the basketball game the other night? The guy that put his hand on his knee? That was kind of weird. I mean, if we're going to talk about weird, that was a little weird. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. You've asked and MyPillow listened. The most requested offer ever. Right now, you can get the queen-size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and I love MyPillow, made with patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. And it helps keep your neck aligned. It holds its shape all night long so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. You can also get a six-piece kitchen or towel bath set for only $25. And the brand new mattress topper for as low as $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow for only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. So don't delay. Order now. Use my promo code STARNS at MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. All right, just when you thought the profane, pornographic, and pagan Olympic Games in Paris could not get any worse, have you heard about what happened in the women's boxing competition? So there is a lady by the name of Angela Carini of Italy, and she was in the ring. Her opponent turned out to be a man from Algeria, a guy pretending to be a woman. So this guy back last year was actually disqualified from the World Boxing Championships because he had too much testosterone in his system. By the way, you want to know why the guy had too much testosterone? A lot of people are wondering that. Why did the guy have testosterone? Because he's a man, man! So anyway, she hops into the ring, and I'm not sure if she knew. She must have known, because it took all of 46 seconds. This guy beat the living daylights out of her. We believe shattered her nose. She took a powerful couple of punches to the face, and she said, that's it. I'm done here. So she refused to shake the guy's hand, and she stormed away. She said she was crying and said, this is so unfair. This is so unjust. But the International Olympic Committee actually defended this guy and said that he had a right to smack around women in the boxing ring. And then they turned around and they condemned everybody who was complaining that this woman was upset. They said that the transgender dude was the victim here of unethical targeting and maligning of an esteemed athlete. What a weird world we live in. You know, I grew up in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s. You know, back when I was a kid, if a guy went over there and punched a girl in the face, he would have gone to jail. But these days, apparently, you get an Olympic medal. Doesn't make any sense to me. Well, I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate in Arizona, won a big race this week, Carrie Lake. Hey, Carrie, welcome to the show. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Todd. And I was just listening to your last segment. I 100% agree. Are we living on planet crazy right now that men are boxing with women and punching them in the face and getting rewarded for that behavior? And my opponent, by the way, in the U.S. Senate race that I'm running in, supports that. He just voted to support men playing against women in sports, which will be the end of women's sports, the end of girls' sports as we know it. And I think everybody with even a modicum of common sense would agree that that's a bad idea, what these radicals are pushing.
Oh, it's a terrible idea. And you're right. I mean, your opponent is a radical leftist, and he supports this kind of nonsense. And I'm so glad. Congratulations, by the way. You ran an amazing, amazing race. And this is going to be, it's going to be a great run up to November.
It sure is. You know, we always knew we were going to win the primary. Our polling showed us up, you know, 20 and 30 points. They still haven't counted all the ballots, by the way. There's 20% of them are outstanding, and they were election day votes that came in. So we feel that the majority, the vast majority, will go our direction. And it'll end up being a really huge spread and a big win. So that's why we've been focused on Ruben Gallego from the very beginning. My enemy is not some other Republican. My enemy is these radicals who want to transform our country into a Marxist country. And we've seen how well that's going for Venezuela. The only way out of that, once you're in it, is to fight your way out of it. And we want to vote our way to prevent it. And that's what we're going to do on November 5th when the people of this country show up in massive numbers to vote for President Trump and vote for Carrie Lake for U.S. Senate. We need to give President Trump some backup because we know he's got a very great agenda to get us back on track. But if we don't have the right people in Washington, D.C. with him, then he's not going to have the success that he needs and that we need.
Carrie, you're one of the few people out there that actually gets it. You understand where all of this is going and, you know, these puzzle pieces you put them together. And they want, the left wants the United States to become Venezuela, which is why we have to be so focused and we've got to be, we cannot be distracted here. Everybody needs to be focused on getting Trump elected and getting Republicans control of the Senate and maintaining control of the House.
100%. You know, it took 3.5 years for Biden and Kamala, and frankly, their favorite congressman, my opponent, Ruben Gallego, who through bad votes and bad policy, 3.5 years it took them to leave America practically on the doorsteps of communism and destroy this country. And we have 3.5 months now to pull it back. And that means everybody, you know, voting, you have to vote, obviously, but we got to do more than that. That means you get involved in a campaign. That means you knock doors, you make phone calls. You know, I always suggest downloading the Turning Point Action app, because that app is really easy to use. If you want to spend a half an hour, you have a free half an hour, maybe on your lunch break, it'll give you, you know, three doors to knock on in a neighborhood where you are, and it'll tell you, walk you through it. Even if you've never knocked on a door or made a phone call, it walks you through it. We can all become politically active. Benjamin Franklin said when he was helping to craft the U.S. Constitution, when a woman stopped him and asked him what kind of a government they're giving us, he said, a republic, if you can keep it. Mm. And we are in the if you can keep it part. The alarm bells are going off, the whistles. This is time for us to get involved. I always tell people, wear your Trump shirt, wear your Trump hat. If you're in Arizona, wear your Carrie Lake shirt. And I say that because you will be surprised at how many people come up to you and say, love that hat. I support that candidate too. I love Trump. I support Carrie. And it'll show you that we are so much more united than the media wants us to believe, Todd. They want us to think it's 50-50. I think it's much more like 80-20. I believe that the majority of the people of this good country want secure borders, want a healthy economy, want peace and prosperity, not war and poverty. And we have to just get out of that mindset that what the media is telling us is true. And when you are wearing your Trump shirt or your Carrie Lake shirt, you're on the ground, you realize, wow, we are actually very much united and can move forward and win this.
Yeah, I'm with you. And all of this, the excitement around Harris is manufactured. The big rally they had in Atlanta, that was for Megan Thee Stallion. You know, when Donald Trump shows up, he doesn't bring along the big stars. He is the star. That they're coming out for him.
Absolutely. And I was just at an event with J.D. Vance here in Arizona yesterday in Glendale. And there was a huge crowd there, massive crowd. We filled an entire arena, and there was people wait. There were people waiting outside, and it was, you know, 105, 110 degrees. That's called enthusiasm. That's real. That's authentic. You know, when you see the same thing with Biden, they had like three or four people in little rings, 6 feet apart, and they have to come up with excuses. We know authenticity when we see it. We know something real versus something staged and manufactured. And people overwhelmingly don't like Kamala. And women don't. I was just seeing an interview the other day with a bunch of women who were gathered, I think, in Wisconsin. And I think one of the mainstream media outlets did the interview, and they were asking these women what they thought of her. And none of them liked her. She's unlikable. They know that she hasn't done the job. She has been unsuccessful at every task given. The borders are, what a joke. We've never seen an invasion in this country like what we're seeing and what we've been seeing over the past 3 years. And Kamala was the border czar. No matter how much the media tries to scrub that, change that, revise their old, you know, news pieces to reflect that she's not. She has been and she is the border czar. And this albatross around her neck is something she'll have to carry.
Yes. And the fact that 92% of her staff have quit on her since she's been vice president. You know, we need to find out why. Why is it that she can't maintain staffing? I mean, these are big questions and important questions. And to that point, Carrie, and, you know, God love you. You've been out there. You do interviews all the time. You go into the belly of the beast. They're not letting her do press conferences or even sit down with friendly people like MSDNC. Kind of makes you wonder what that's all about.
Oh, I mean, it was the same thing with my opponent. He rarely speaks to the media. It's a bunch of, you know, press releases with staged photos.
Yeah.
You know, what are they hiding? What are they hiding? You know what they're doing? They're running and hiding and running from their voting record. My opponent has voted with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris 100% of the time. That's even more radical than the squad. I mean, can you believe it? He thinks everything that Kamala and Biden have done is a good idea. He's voted for it 100% of the time. And when you look at him personally, you know, you talked about 92% of her staff quitting on her. There's some real flaws, character flaws, with a lot of these Democrat candidates. I think about my opponent, Ruben Gallego. He walked out on his wife days before she gave birth to their firstborn, handed her over divorce papers, and ran off with a D.C. lobbyist. And now, right now, a judge is ordering those divorce papers unsealed, and his attorneys are fighting tooth and nail. What is he hiding in those divorce papers? I mean, somebody said maybe he beat his wife. Maybe he was a drug addict. We don't know. We don't know what a main contender for U.S. Senate is hiding in his divorce records, because he got a sweetheart deal and got them sealed. And now that a judge is saying you must unseal them, he's fighting it. I think we need to know as voters what is on the ballot, who is on the ballot. We don't, I mean, maybe he did something criminal to his wife, but we don't know because he's refusing to unseal those divorce records. And I think we need to know everything about a candidate before we send them somewhere like the U.S. Senate. The people of Arizona know me. They know my life is an open book. I've been in their homes for 30 years as a broadcast journalist. I never run away from an interview. I always talk to the press, as unfair as they are. And yet he's hiding and hiding, and the press isn't asking any pointed questions of why he's hiding what's in that divorce record.
1,000% that needs to be addressed. And again, if a guy is going to leave his wife right as she's giving birth, you better believe he's going to screw the American people as well. That's unacceptable. Carrie, we got to leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
I agree.
Yeah, CarrieLake.com is the website. CarrieLake.com. Carrie, we're so excited about your campaign and can't wait to see you in the U.S. Senate.
Thank you. Get involved. Even if you don't live in Arizona, we have to give President Trump the majority in the Senate so his agenda can move forward. Otherwise, we're looking at Chuck Schumer's agenda and probably another bogus impeachment. So it's critical. Get involved. CarrieLake.com. Thank you, Todd.
All right. Thanks, Carrie. All right. Great American patriot right there, folks. And she's right. You know, you've got to start asking questions. Why does he want to keep his divorce record sealed? What is in there that they don't want you to know about? That's a question every person in Arizona needs to be asking. My good friend, Kristen Hicks, I hope she doesn't mind if I share this. Kristen Hicks is with our local Moms for Liberty group in the Memphis area. They are such fierce warriors, these ladies. Love them. They are out there on the front lines and just have such great respect for them. She sent me a quote. She said, "Todd, the duty is ours. The results are God's." John Quincy Adams. You say, what does that mean? Well, it means our duty is to get out there and vote. Our duty is to get out there and engage in our most important act as a citizen, which is to go and vote, engage in the political process. The duty is ours. The results, that's up to God. So now, no matter how crazy things are going to get between now and Election Day, understand that God is in control, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Real quick, before we take a break, let's go to the phone lines. William, North Carolina, WSIC. Hi, William. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a question. I didn't hear all the details yesterday in that meeting, at the journalist meeting with Donald Trump. Was he invited to that meeting, or was it on the campaign schedule for him to be there?
Well, he was invited, and so they put it on the schedule. So, you know, from I hope that answers your question, but he was invited and he accepted the invitation.
Right. Well, it just, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I did catch some of it in rerun, so to speak, watched it over again, and it would seem to be that it was a setup, somewhat of an ambush. And you had made a comment a long time ago, Todd, in your commentary that we need to be smart about this. And my suggestion to Donald Trump is that I'm not blaming him or faulting him for being angry, because I would be too, and I am, as an American citizen. I'm angry, but we've also, at the same time, we got to be under God's hands. We got to be smart about this. And what he should have done, in my opinion, is he should have answered her questions by asking her a question. And he tried to a little bit, but then it was interrupted and so forth and so on. That's why I say I think it was just a setup to try to make him mad. And the big takeaway from it, for as far as the media is concerned, is, oh, we got an angry man that wants to be a president again. We can't have that. Oh, yeah, by the way, he's racist. You know, and that's just not right. That's just not right. Let's be fair about this. And they're not playing fair. They're not playing fair.
Oh, no. And William, Trump knew all that going in, and he was prepared. But I think the level of vitriol really stunned him a little bit at the beginning. They didn't even let the poor guy sit down before they tore into him like Tiny Tim on a Thanksgiving turkey. I've never seen anything like that before. But I will say this. In this particular instance, I believe that his anger was righteous, and they were going to call him a racist one way or the other. If he didn't go, oh, he's a racist. But he went, and he sat there, and he took it for, a half an hour. That was a lot longer than I would have lasted. I would have gotten up after the first question. But he stayed there, and he made his points. And I think the bigger story is that Kamala Harris, Kamala, didn't even bother to show up. That, to me, says even more than Trump's performance yesterday.
Right, and that's what needs to happen. If they're going to have a debate, or if they're going to have these individual debates, then she needs to participate into it, too. If we're going to play a ball game here, both, you got to have two sides, or you're not going to have a ball game at all.
Well said.
Supposedly is going to go down to the border. We'll see how that plays out. Anyway.
All right, William, got to go. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. We'll be right back.
Did you know that oil, coal, and natural gas are not the climate villains that the legacy media asks us to believe that they are? Did you know that 8 billion people will eat just today because fossil fuels ran the sophisticated machinery that produced all the food necessary to do so? Or how they power the complex heating and cooling systems to keep people alive through extreme temperatures? What would you do without AC or heat? Fossil fuels have literally been the hero in the prevention of billions of deaths and the extension of life. I'm Kevin McCullough, and I want you to know the facts. Please go to oilfacts.com and get educated today on these critical facts, the need for American energy, and what we can do to keep billions more catastrophic deaths from happening. These facts are irrefutable. Oilfacts.com. That's oilfacts.com. These facts are brought to you by Prairie Operating Group, dedicated to safe and responsible production of American energy.
All right, let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
I couldn't agree with Kerry more. We got to keep control of the House and the Senate. That's just absolutely vital. And I know the president gets frustrated, but these people are going to – he could talk for 2 hours if he does one thing that's bad. That's what they're going to put on the air, So he's just got to be careful. I wanted to mention about the Hollywood industry, how dumb they are. Ratings in the United States for the Olympics are incredibly low. And a lot of that, some of it's just, how many hours of gymnastics can you watch? But a lot of it is people just, the uproar, and they're going to play it down, but people are infuriated about that stuff that happened in the opening ceremonies with that whole, LGBT, whatever it was, bizarre thing. And, if you can't, there's so many great other stories in the Olympics. There's a shooting, this girl from Guatemala who was crippled and became Olympic champion, winning their first medal. There's just a lot of great stuff in there, but they're too busy promoting all this other stuff, and it's really driven a lot of Americans
Mike, I hate to break this to you. I agree with you that there's a lot of wokeness in the Olympics, but the shocking thing is that ratings are up over 79% over the Tokyo Games, and NBC is having a huge windfall here with the Olympic Games. It's weird, but I think people are looking for an escape, and there are some great, great heartfelt stories out there. Mike, God bless you. Thank you for listening. Folks, hang tight. Hour two coming up. And by the way, trivia. Yeah, we're doing that today, too. We'll be right back. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Trust you're doing well today. Last night on my Newsmax TV show, we had a very interesting conversation with Ryan Zinke, who is the congressman from Montana. And Congressman Zinke is very concerned about the events that transpired leading up to the attempted assassination of President Trump and the shootings of the Trump supporters in Butler County, PA. And the newest video, and there's new video, it seems like, coming out every day now. There's new video that literally shows the gunman running across the rooftop, which again flies in the face of the FBI and the Secret Service and their narratives of what transpired, what led up to the actual shooting. My question is very simple, and it's a question I asked the congressman. I want to ask you, because many of you have seen this video, you've been through the timeline. Are you buying what they're telling us about how all of this went down? And do you believe that there was, in fact, a plot to assassinate Donald J. Trump? Congressman Zinke said, and by the way, Congressman Mike Waltz as well, I've interviewed them both. We had the congressman on Newsmax, as well as Congressman Zinke. And I asked both of them a very simple question. I said, can you rule out, beyond a shadow of a doubt, can you rule out this notion that others were involved? Can you rule that out? Can you say that didn't happen? And both of the men said, no, we can't do that. As a matter of fact, those congressmen seem to believe that there is credence to the reports that something else is going on here, because it's just, there's something fishy about all of this. Anyway, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, I want to play some audio for you. This is from, let's see here. Oh, yes. Caitlin Collins from CNN. So CNN, and they're trying to accuse Trump of birtherism and of being a racist. And all the president was sit down, and he answered questions, and he was defending himself from these horrible attacks by these awful journalists. And by the way, our last caller in the last hour, William, This was a setup. The whole thing was a setup. And Trump knew that going in. But again, the idea that it was three black women on the stage, there wasn't a male journalist up there, the whole thing, it was meant to attack Donald Trump, and they want to advance a narrative that Trump hates black women and Trump doesn't think that Kamala Harris is an American citizen. This is all crazy. And if you listen to the back and forth, this Rachel Scott, I mean, she's just flat out ignorant. She actually told Trump that that Kamala never, never, ever said that she was Indian American. Ever. Cut 11.
Certainly, you could become the first Indian senator in U.S. history, which would be quite an accomplishment.
Not good.
Okay. She was on some cooking show with an Indian American cook, and the whole point of the entire interview was that she was Indian American, and they were cooking Indian American food. Now, if she was black, she would have been cooking soul food. Again, in the context of this, she was cooking Indian food because she's Indian. And then just a few years ago, CNN actually did an entire segment on Kamala Harris's Indian roots. Cut 19.
In her book, Harris says, "There is no title or honor on earth I'll treasure more than to say I am Shyamala Gopalan Harris's daughter." Harris's visits to India with her mother kept her connected to her roots. Her grandfather, who had strong views on humanitarian issues, worked closely with officials to reallocate refugees. Their conversations had a strong influence on her.
Those walks along the beach in India really planted something in my mind and created a commitment in me before I even realized it that has led me to where I am today.
I want a Slurpee. It's hot outside. It's hot outside. I'm sorry. What were we talking about? Oh, yes. So again, CNN doing this whole big expose on Kamala's family and her Indian roots. Cut number 20.
Kamala in Hindi means lotus flower and is an important symbol in Indian culture, rooted deep in the bottom of the river. Very similar to Harris's Indian identity, which she wears on her sleeve.
Well, okay, there you go. And so again, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump was right to ask all of these questions. And he's like, well, okay, well, what is she? And Trump was simply pointing out something very interesting. Cut number 6.
I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage. And she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman.
I respect either one. I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she went, she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do you believe that she is?
I think somebody should look into that too when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
Hostile, nasty. Very mean. But again, you heard her saying she's never done that. No, she did. We just played you audio. And by the way, the Associated Press, when she was elected, we went back into the Todd Stern Show time machine. And when we discovered that the Associated Press, when she won the Senate race there in California, that they called her in the headline the nation's first Indian American senator, not the nation's first black or Jamaican or Indian American Jamaican. It was Indian American. That's how she was identified. So what's the problem here? Well, the problem is that, and they can't get their, they can't figure this out. The Democrats are in a pickle because now they understand that DEI is not a good thing after all. And they're trying to convince everybody that Trump is just hates black people. Anyway, Caitlin Collins, back to this audio. Caitlin Collins, is she the one with the eyebrows? Big eyebrow, very severe eyebrows. Very not good for you. Good for you, Caitlin Collins. It's a good look. Cut 15.
How does her changing her views on her policy
justify having the Republican nominee questioning her race? How does that increase or decrease your party's chances of winning in November?
Well, Caitlin, you haven't had that conversation with Kamala Harris because she's been hiding out.
I want to have this conversation with you, Senator.
Just like Joe Biden hid out before her. And my point is, when are you and the rest of the media going to demand that Kamala Harris come out and answer questions in an unscripted format about where she stands for this country, as opposed to continuing to focus on what Donald Trump said today? You know, 4 years ago, Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. Could you imagine a more insulting comment? Joe Biden is presuming to judge the political views of 1/8 of our fellow citizens based on their skin color. Did you ever ask Kamala Harris to condemn his remarks?
There are
33. Did you ever ask him or ask her if
that
was racist?
This is a question. You're a Republican senator.
Did you ask Kamala Harris? Caitlin, did you ask Kamala Harris why she's willing to serve as vice president for a man she essentially called racist and a segregationist? Have you or anyone else in the media asked Kamala Harris those questions, Caitlin?
Senator, trust me, I covered the Biden-Harris White House. We obviously have asked for her to come on. But my question is for you about this. Donald Trump's pick for VP once questioned whether he was America's Hitler.
You see what the Republicans have to deal with? It always comes back to Hitler. It always comes back. Oh, my word. So, look, good for you, Tom Cotton, because and by the way, you heard Caitlin Collins there. And no, Dylan, no, I said that it's a compliment. You know, some people have like this feature that's like their best feature, and hers are the eyebrows. I give her great props. Well done, you. Of course, she got the eyebrows from her Lord. So well done, God. But anyway, back to all of this. Caitlin Collins admitted, well, we've invited her. What? Yeah, okay. How come she's not on your show, Caitlin Collins? Why isn't Kamala coming onto your program? It's a fair question. I'm just saying. So anyway, all of this is meant to impact black voters, and I don't believe it's working. As a matter of fact, they interviewed a black voter in Atlanta after Megan Thee Stallion did all the twerking and the whatnot.
And tell me what appeals to you about Trump.
His business acumen. When Donald Trump was president, we were all doing a lot better financially. He's always been a business icon. So why wouldn't we want that business icon to be president?
And he had this to say about Harris.
I think she hasn't done anything worth mentioning.
What would you have wanted to see Vice President Harris accomplish that she has not?
I would have liked her to kind of bring a calm to the border. The border crisis has gotten out of hand.
So there you go. That's and look, this is not a given for the Democrats, and I am still not convinced that she's going to be the nominee. I'm just really not. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Those of you who disagree, you go right to the top of the line here. Now, look, we are in day four of a program that is very near and dear to my heart, and I hope it is going to be near and dear to yours. This summer, we have launched a campaign to help children and families that are served by our friends at the Christian nonprofit relief group Food for the Poor. And thanks to our audience, men and women just like you, many children who were facing starvation are now being given access to incredibly nutritious and delicious food, and they're also getting access to clean drinking water. We saw what happened at the Olympics, yesterday? All the triathletes getting sick because of the filth in the water. Imagine having to drink that water. That's what a lot of kids in Latin America and the Caribbean are having to do. There is, right now, a Give Life banner up at toddstearns.com, and you can help our campaign. It's literally going to save the lives of children in 17 Latin American and Caribbean nations. That's where Food for the Poor operates. Now, you can go to the website, click on the Give Life banner, or you can take out your smartphone and text the word Todd, T-O-D-D, to 51555. And when you do that, I will send you a donation link. I want you to hear a special thank you from a lady named Norma. She is the mother of two children in Guatemala. And she says Food for the Poor has truly blessed her entire family.
They found a way to keep giving us milk or rice, whatever we need in order to have something on a plate. Thank you very much. I don't have the words to say enough thank you, because at least we have something to eat. And I thank the donors, especially that you never forget about us. I don't know how to say, but thank you. God bless you. And please keep helping.
So here's the deal. $100, $50, $10, whatever you can spare. $200 is going to help supply food and clean drinking water to the poorest of the poor right here in our hemisphere. You can phone your gift right now to 855-853-4673. You can go to toddstarnes.com, click on the Give Life banner, and you're going to be able to help our friends at Food for the Poor. Again, that number, 855-853-4673. Let's get this done. Our goal is to raise $20,000 by the end of the month, and I think we can do that. And this is a way that all of us can literally be the hands and feet of Jesus here on earth. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRight, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
All right, some good news to share with you folks before we go to the phones. By the way, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. So I want to share with you an update from Keller, Texas. So yesterday we told you the story about these two high school kids, and they had decorated their parking spots. I guess there at Keller High School Seniors, you're allowed to buy a parking spot and you can decorate it. And they have rules and regulations. Nothing about political images, though. All right, that's important. So anyway, these two kids, one of them had a painting of Donald Trump wearing red, white, and blue sunglasses and a red, white, and blue bandana. Looked pretty awesome, actually. And the other had the numbers 45 and 47. So the school said, well, you gotta take it down. That might offend people, and it might be vandalized. So those have to come down. So they made the kids erase the artwork. So now, fortunately, I think nearly our entire audience called the Keller ISD, the school district there. And the good news is that they have now reversed their decision. So well done to the Todd Stern Show listening audience. You guys crushed it. As a matter of fact, one of the, the school district president, who seems to be a good guy, said, let me be clear about this. There is nothing offensive or controversial about respectfully painting or honoring the current or former president of the United States of America. We will take action and make it clear that the students can honor President Trump as the 45th and soon to be 47th president of the United States as they wish. Also, the city council in Keller said they're going to get involved, and they said those responsible for violating the rights of the students will be appropriately held accountable. Well, good for you guys. They're in Keller, Texas. Well done. And well done, you folks. We have the best freaking audience in all of talk radio. All right, let's go to the phones real quick. Jimmy in North Carolina. Hi, Jimmy. What's on your mind today?
How you doing today? I love your show. One thing I thought about was Joe Biden seemed to not want to get out of the race. I mean, he was very adamant about that. And then that weekend at his home, I'm assuming that Obama and heck, who knows, you know, Clinton and anybody else could have visited him. I don't know that. We don't know that. But all of a sudden, he just said, well, I'm going to get out. So I thought, well, they probably promised him something like, well, if you get out, if you endorse Kamala and we get her elected, then we will pardon Hunter for all his things, so your son is safe. Your family can continue their corrupt operation as they are doing, have been doing, and everybody else on the Democratic side can continue doing their corrupt things in this world. And it's just, I don't know if that's true or not, but there's so much conspiracy going on out there. It's possible. Don't know.
It's, Jimmy, it's a good theory. I will say this. Biden does have the power to pardon his son. So, and honestly, the way things are going, if I were Joe Biden, I'd be doing that very quickly because he has screwed over the Democrat Party. I'll explain why coming up after the break, but a good theory. All right, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Our family is very excited. We have a big wedding coming up soon. Dylan, it's right around the corner, right? The wedding.
Todd, it's coming up. I have 58 days.
58 days. This is exciting.
I'm so excited.
So the future Mrs. Dylan. So have you guys, are you involved in the planning of the wedding at all?
Slightly.
Really?
I got to help pick out the tablecloths the other day, Todd, I will say. That's something that's big.
The tablecloths?
Yeah. I wasn't involved in the cups. You know, she got to pick out the cups, but I do my part here and
so,
there.
So is this like a Walmart wedding or are we talking like high end Target?
It's going to be a pretty nice wedding, I will say.
So is it going to be at a church? I'm assuming I'm going to be invited since I'm family, but.
Todd, of course you're invited. You're a good guest.
I will provide a great wedding present. I will say this.
That's very nice of you. But
my,
it's going to be in Byhalia, Mississippi.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a great area.
So it doubles as a shooting range, which is pretty awesome.
Wait, get out of here! Really?
Yeah.
Will shooting be involved in the wedding?
Probably not in the wedding, maybe before.
Okay. And it is not a shotgun wedding.
Not a shotgun wedding.
All right,
wedding.
Good. I just want to clear the air.
But if it was, that would be a great place to have it.
This is exciting. So this is like the first big next generation Stearns family wedding.
Yeah.
So you're kicking it off.
That's right.
Wow, this is exciting.
Who would have thought?
I know. We were trying to get your sister married off, but she's really particular.
Everybody in the family thought that she was going to get married first.
Yeah.
So here we are. I've made it.
Wow. This is exciting. All right. Well, congratulations. Well done you.
Thank you.
So you guys, you got the honey. Where are you doing the bachelor party at?
So the bachelor party is going to be in Gatlinburg. We're probably going to do some whitewater rafting.
Okay.
Just hanging out at the cabin. You know, bachelor parties are way different than bachelorette parties. So Mary had hers already. So.
Did she go to Nashville? Was that the...
She went to the beach in Florida.
Okay.
So because that's her favorite place.
You've seen those bachelorettes in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
It's too much for me. Too much for a guy. Guys just like to chill, mm-hmm. I will say. I'll speak for guys. We just like to hang out.
Gatlinburg's fun, though.
Gatlinburg. With chill in the woods.
Oh, the woods, whitewater rafting. Are you doing the cabin?
Yes.
Oh, that'll be nice. Did I hear a rumor that Dieter is a part of the wedding party?
Dieter is in the wedding.
Oh, gosh. That's.
Can you imagine?
It's going to be epic.
It's going to be awesome.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any marriage advice... For our great Dylan here, give us a call, 901-260-5926. I think you're smart by staying out of the way, and you basically they will come to you. Yes. And say, okay, we have a job for you, a task.
Yeah. I'm basically the guy that's getting married at this point.
That's it. That's your only job is to show up.
I was surprised that I got the tablecloth invite. I won't lie.
It's impressive. It's the 21st century. You know, you got to dabble a little.
Guys are more involved these days. Cups, table, you know, the napkins. You can't forget the napkins.
Steak. Do you pick out the meal?
Yeah, I got to pick out some of the food.
All right.
You know, it's going to be ketchup involved, some chicken, tenders.
It's going to be.
I had to get my part in there.
You got to. Got to. 901-260-5926. If you want to give Dylan some advice on how to have a happy and long-lasting marriage, I know he will appreciate that. Again, 901-260-5926. So several years ago, I warned America that we were on a path to full-blown Marxism. This is a book called Godless America. All right. This was like 2014, I think I wrote this book, so it was 10 years ago. And I warned people that that we were on a very precarious path. And I pointed to a survey at the time done by Pew Research. And this Pew Research poll, they surveyed all these young millennials. And nearly half of the millennials at the time, nearly half, said that there should be some limitations on free speech. You know, you can't just go out there and say whatever you want to say. You can't do that. There ought to be some limitations. And people, I said, whoa, holy smoke. And people are like, Todd, what's the big deal? It's not over half. It's just nearly half. I said, yeah, but in a couple of years, that could be the majority. And so everybody said, Todd, you're making a mountain out of a molehill. Calm down. Enough with the hyperbole. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a brand new survey has come out from the group FIRE, F-I-R-E, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. And according to their new survey, 61% of Democrats and 52% of Republicans now believe that there should be limitations on the entire First Amendment. A majority of Americans now believe the First Amendment goes too far. Many say the rights afforded to us under the Constitution should be curtailed. Among the rights they say should be curtailed, freedom of assembly, a free press, the right to petition the government. Now, the folks over at FIRE say the survey results are a dictator's fantasy. Americans literally want to censor free speech. I got to tell you something here, folks. You better wake up. And again, when we talk about, and I wrote in the new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, I wrote in the new book that this election was going to be an inflection point in American history, that this election was going to decide the future of this great nation. Will we remain a republic or, as Benjamin Franklin once feared, we may not be able to keep it. And if that's the case, what replaces the republic? Now, at this very moment, I'm just going to say this and just bear with me for a moment. All of this is happening inside our public schools, our taxpayer-funded schools. That's where kids are getting these weird notions. I don't think the average family in America is literally sitting around the dinner table talking about curtailing our freedom of expression. I don't think that's happening. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I think these kids are being spoon-fed a heaping helping of Marxism in their taxpayer-funded schools. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, I truly believe that moms and dads should assert themselves as the chief educators of their kids. If you can homeschool your kids, homeschool your kids. If you could get them into a private Christian school, get them into a good private Christian school. But even then, you've got to do your homework. You've got to do your research. Many of you cannot do that. And if that's the case, you need to make sure that your kids are being taught at home about their rights protected by the United States Constitution. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Richard in Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Richard, I understand you have some advice for Dylan.
Yes, I do. And before I start, let me give a shout-out to my fellow New Orleanian, Ms. Janice, in case she's listening, because if she is, she'll know that this is right, too.
Oh, wow. I'm intrigued.
There are only two phrases that Dylan needs to remember the whole time he's married, and he'll never have any problems. Yeah, you're right, and I'm sorry.
Yeah. Dylan, that's great advice, actually.
I got my notepad app. That's pretty quick and simple there, Richard. Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you all later.
Brilliant. All right. Thanks, Richard. And I know Miss Janice appreciated that shout out. So there you go. All right. If you have some marriage advice for Dylan, he's getting ready to tie the knot. The family is very excited about this. But maybe you have some advice. Give us a call, 901-260-5926. Again, that telephone number is 901-260-5926. Well, coming up at 5 o'clock tonight on Newsmax, I have a great show lined up. We've got some incredible guests. The Biden administration declaring war on farmers. We're going to be talking to a representative, a congressperson from Idaho. Farmers there are incredibly upset over all of this. It's at 5 o'clock Eastern, Newsmax. President Trump loves Newsmax, so does Mike Huckabee, and so do a lot of you. Newsmax is now the fastest-growing cable news channel in America. As a matter of fact, we had a huge advertising campaign in Times Square just the other day. You can watch Newsmax on cable, you can stream Newsmax, or you can download our free Newsmax app. And by the way, Newsmax is now launching an IPO, and for a limited time, eligible investors can even buy preferred shares in Newsmax. For information on that, go to NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes magazine says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. So NewsmaxInvest.com, you can buy your shares even with a credit card. Be sure to consult your attorney or financial advisor beforehand. And again, don't miss out. NewsmaxInvest.com. All right, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Congressman Matt Rosendale, and he has some things to say about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, some of the other perps involved in the 9/11 Muslim terrorist attacks. Also, we're going to do a trivia. So we've got some great trivia questions, a chance for you to win some great prizes coming up in the next hour. All right, let's go right back to the phones. Brian in Oregon, KYKN, our awesome affiliate out there, has some marriage advice. Brian, what you got for us?
Well, first of all, it's an honor to talk to you. You and Mark Levin are were my dad's favorite guys on the radio. My dad passed away. But my advice to Dylan is, first of all, marriage needs to be grounded on the word. Second, you need to always say yes, dear. And the third is you always put each other's wants and needs before your own. And that should get you pretty solid.
Oh, that's good advice, Brian. And you guys go to church together already, is that right?
Yeah, we do.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
That's good. Brian, that's great awesome. Advice. Thank great you. Advice. And your dad sounded like a great guy. And thank you for carrying on the tradition and listening to the show. God bless you, Brian. All right, let's go to Bill in North Carolina, WSIC. All right, Bill, what sort of marriage advice do you have for Dylan?
Hey, Todd, I just want to let Dylan know that I've had two failed marriages, and my forever marriage has lasted 30 years so far. So third time's a charm. But the two things I would counsel them on are, one, leave your pride at the altar, and two, whether it's conscious or subconscious, every single day before your feet hit the floor and you're getting out of bed, make a decision to stay in love.
Oh, that's wow. That's
beautiful.
That's deep. You can put that on a card,
yeah,
Bill.
That.
You can put that on a card.
Well,
I love it.
I waited through a couple things to get to it, Todd, but it's been all good for the past 30 years, and I just hope I live to have 30 more.
Bill, congratulations. Sounds like you have a wonderful bride there, and we appreciate you calling in, and thank you for being a part of the show. Dylan, you're getting some good advice.
That's really good advice.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I basically say yes, dear.
Yes. Put yourself second.
That's it.
Love it.
But you got to have a big old bottle of ketchup. Is it true? Ben Dieter just emailed me.
Oh, no.
He says, you guys are having dino nuggets?
I cannot confirm the dino nuggets. I can confirm the chicken. If the dino nuggets appear, Todd, I won't be mad.
But you love ketchup so much that you actually bring bottles of it with you to restaurants.
This is not a secret. to a lot of people, but the groomsman, the groom's cake, ketchup themed.
Is that right?
Not kidding.
Now, you see, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Not ketchup flavored. I have to make that a note.
Okay. Yeah, that's yeah. Red that velvet. Would not be good. Even though tomato is a fruit, it would still not be good.
Debatable.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm just assuming. That's why I never could understand VeggieTales. Right? Unless the tomato self-identifies as a vegetable.
Yeah, Bob shouldn't be there.
Could be. That's right. Exactly. All right, let's go to Seth in Maine, WLOB. Seth, what's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, hi, Tarnod. First of all, it is an honor to speak with you. My name is Seth Garber. I'm a Messianic Jew, so I have my battles out before me. So I want to first off say to the young man, congratulations. Honeydews are very important, but communication is of the utmost importance. Be open-minded, open-hearted.
Oh, that's good advice.
Lead with love. Ooh. Now on to the subject that needs to be discussed. As an American, I've been polling. I have the luxury of polling for our soon-to-be hopeful President Donald J. Trump. I'm part of Trump Force 47. And I went off script for a reason. I was talking to people and leaving messages to take a look. As an American, we got to look at 9/11 and what happened. And there was a sweetheart of a deal given to the three masterminds. And it's being barraged by the journalists from the Wall Street Journal and this other gentleman getting traded, okay, with Russia. But who did we trade, first of all, for these two gentlemen? I'm happy to have them back. They didn't deserve to go through what they went through. However, I see this as like any illusionist. They gotta sit and say, hey, look what I'm doing over here, but look what's going on over here. And why do I say this? There are 20 million unvetted people who have come across our border. We know there are terrorists in our country. How many terrorists did it take to do what happened to us during the 9/11? And don't forget about the flight that went down before the Pentagon. People, wake the heck up, please, for the love of God.
So yesterday, the Biden administration announced that they had reached some sort of a deal with the mastermind of the Muslim terrorist attack, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, two other terrorists. Here's what got me. First of all, I was stunned they were still alive, that they had not been executed. But number two, they still haven't had their trial. We're talking about 2001. What's the holdup here?
Right, exactly. I didn't even know they were still alive myself, and then they come to find out. And then they're talking about the conditions in Guantanamo Bay. Excuse me, how many people died in those towers? I lost two friends personally. I'm from the Northeast. I travel all over the country. I worked in entertainment. I'm also in local 805 and local 349 Carpenters Union. I do what I can. I'm American, just trying to pay my bills, you know? And to see all this crap going on, excuse my language, but for the love of God, people wake up.
Look, it's a fair question. It's a fair question, Seth, that you raise, and one we need to talk about. But again, what exactly, why were we striking plea deals with these guys? Why were they still alive? And, you know, I don't care about conditions at Guantanamo Bay. If these guys were living in a hole in the middle of the forest, I got no problem with that after what they have done to our fellow American citizens. I mean, it's just crazy. Seth, we got to run. We're coming up on a break here, but I appreciate your heart and I appreciate your thoughts on this. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to open this up in the next hour, and I'd like to hear from you. Do you believe that Biden and Harris should have made a deal with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other two terrorists? Or should they have been executed? Honestly, I thought that at this point, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed had a tent or a cottage by the Lake of Fire. I was stunned yesterday when I heard this news. But this is a slap in the face to every freedom-loving American citizen, a slap in the face to every person who lost a loved one when the Muslims flew the jetliners into those buildings in New York City and at the Pentagon. And those brave Americans who fought back said, let's roll, and tried to retake control of that plane, which was, by the way, bound for either the Capitol or the White House. But anyway, who knows? KSM could be walking around your neighborhood by the end of the week. All right, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us. I don't know what it's like where you are, but we base our show here in Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown. It's 322 degrees, about 92% humidity outside. But fortunately, we have some mighty fine air conditioning in here, so it is a very pleasant 67 degrees here in the broadcast center. Wow, we have got a great hour. By the way, for our Tennessee listeners, you folks, get your butts to the poll today. You've got elections in Memphis, Tennessee. We have some pretty important elections, so we've got to get out there, do our part, and be good citizens of America. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Hang tight, Susan. I see you, and we'll be going to the phone lines a little bit later on. Trivia coming up a little bit later as well. And don't forget, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, you'll be able to watch me on Newsmax. We have a great, great lineup. Right now, though, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend, Congressman Matt Rosendale from Montana. Hey, Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing outstanding. I'm spending some time with my two granddaughters, and life is pretty good here in Great Falls, Montana.
Beautiful area. By the way, I just got word. Where is that? President Trump is heading over to Montana.
You know something? I just heard a rumor of that, but the state party, unfortunately, hasn't been keeping me real informed about things lately, Todd.
Geez, Lou. Yeah, the president will be holding a rally in Bozeman on August the 9th. I believe that's next Friday. So there you go. So,
yeah. Listen, for your listeners, as you said, please get out today and vote. And those in the 5th District, Tennessee 5, please support my good friend, Freedom Caucus colleague, Andy Ogles.
He's a good man, Ogles is, and we've shared the stage a time or two across the volunteer state. He's just a good, good, good fella. And, Congressman, I want to get to it. We've got so much to cover with you, including getting answers on the Trump assassination attempt. There are a lot of lawmakers that are just not convinced about the story, the narrative that's coming out from the FBI and the Secret Service. What about you?
I am deeply disturbed by the events of that day. I will tell you that I sat in on a briefing or debriefing, if you will, from the FBI, and this was before Director Cheadle had stepped down, and it was the most unfact-filled conversation that I have ever had. And to think that we had this woman running the Secret Service that is supposed to be protecting our president and former president, it was frightening to go out there and look at that site, which many of the members have. All I've seen is the actual videos of the site. But to think that there was a rooftop within 150 yards of where the president was standing that they did not have someone mounted on. Again, I speak to my other good friend, Eli Crane, representative from Arizona, former Navy SEAL sniper. And he's like, there was a water tower right there. You're supposed to go to the highest point. But in addition to all of that, Todd, when you hear and know that the law enforcement in the area were aware of this gentleman roaming around, number one, using a rangefinder, number two, climbing on the roof, number three, before the president had even entered the stage or immediately thereafter, and to think that the Secret Service, at a bare minimal, didn't get the president off the stage is just astounding.
Well, it is astounding, and again, we've got to get answers. I've asked two congressmen, including one who's going to be serving on the Joint Task Force. Can they at this point rule out any of these allegations, rumors, that there was more than one person here? Can you say beyond a shadow of a doubt that this guy acted alone? And both of the congressmen said, no, we cannot do that right now.
No, and how are you going to go to the main witness when, oh, guess what? He's already dead. I mean, so they've got the ability to go through his records, his electronic files, his telephone, his computer, and stuff like that. But, Todd, so many people have lost confidence in our Department of Justice and their investigative ability. Anything that they turn up now, I mean, there's already all kinds of conspiracy theories flying around. Why? Because they have left this void, this vacuum, and did not fill it with accurate information. And that's what happens. If you don't tell the story of what actually happened, people will create one.
Congressman Matt Rosendale is joining us today, folks, a member of the House Freedom Caucus and the Republican Study Committee. Meanwhile, we're calling her Kami Law. We believe that's the correct pronunciation of her name, Kami Law. This story that she's no longer the border czar or czarina, this is ludicrous. I mean, we've got plenty of evidence of her and many others on the other side of the aisle acknowledging that she was in charge of the border.
Absolutely. And I think that what this demonstrates is while a lot of polls don't seem to be accurate, there's one poll that seems to be very accurate, and that is that the southern border and the massive invasion that has taken place across it is the number one issue facing our country right now. I personally believe that a very close second is the accumulation of debt, the $35 trillion, but the American people recognize that 12 to 15 million people coming into our country illegally. And as the President Trump has said, guess what? They're coming out of prisons. They're coming out of mental institutions. They are not sending our best and their brightest. We've got 20,000 Chinese nationals that we know have come into this country. Todd, you and I both know, you don't leave China as a citizen of China, okay, without permission. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You don't just sneak out, much less 20,000 Chinese nationals that have snuck across our border. And what? Here's my major concern. What are they plotting? What are all these people that have come here illegally? And we know they're criminals. We know there's terrorists. That's the ones that we have identified. There's several million that have come through that are what they call the gotaways, that have not had any contact with law enforcement. They were wearing camouflage, ghillie suits, and coming in the dark of night. And when it's so easy just to go, you know, to the border and throw your hands up and say, I'm here, give me my cell phone, a check, and a bus ticket to go, you know, to other places.
Right.
When it's that easy to get in, how bad of a criminal do you have to be to come sneaking in? We've got several million of those folks that have snuck in, and I am horrified of what they're plotting, planning, and when it's going to take place.
I'm with you 1,000%. Congressman, we're going to let you get back to the grandkids. Hope you have a great time back in the district.
I will. God bless you and your listeners. Thanks
for
having me on.
All right. God bless you. Congressman Matt Rosendale, everybody, a member of the House Freedom Caucus, Republican Study Committee on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good guy. Good guy. All right. I promised Susan I would get her in before we have to take a quick break here. Susan, listening to us on WSIC. Hi, Susan. What's on your mind?
Oh, I wanted to tell you when you said that the Democrats had on the white robes, I was so glad I didn't know what to do. I'm black. And I was so glad I didn't know what to do. So I said, yes, I'm at work, so I got to get off this phone. But I was so glad you said it because I've been telling black people that all the time. And they Democrats. I don't know, because we were Republicans before it became Democrats, before John F. K. and his brother. And Democrats kill their people if they don't get rid of them to keep them from doing stuff. So I was glad to hear you say that.
Susan, you know, my dad taught me and raised me to tell the truth. And, you know, a lot of people are afraid to bring up those inconvenient truths, if you will. But the fact of the matter is those guys were Democrats running around in those pickup trucks, wearing those robes and setting those crosses on fire. And I don't seem to recall the Democrats ever repenting for any of that.
No, it's still one in there. I forgot who he was, but it's a Democrat in that's in there now. That's a Ku Klux Klan. And so I was just telling them because they think they're getting something when they vote for the Democrats. Probably not.
Nope.
And when we're killing out people and stuff, because I was way back then when they were doing all that stuff.
Well, Susan, I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, so I know a thing or two here over on this side of the South. So you and I both, you know. Susan, I'm curious, what made you support Donald Trump?
Because I'm a Republican, and I supported him because he was not wanting to kill babies or mess over our children. And that's why I didn't even vote for, what's his name, Obama. He said he was going to fundamentally change the United States, but he couldn't. God wouldn't let him do it. So that's why I did it. I was, I'm a Republican. I've been a Republican for a long time. And them Democrats, they're crooked. And
yes.
These black people don't even know that. They don't even see it. They get mad at you, but I tell them anyway. I don't care.
Susan, good for you. I want you to give us a call back one of these days. And thanks for taking some time out. I know you're at work, so I'll let you get back to it. But God bless you, Susan.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I like Susan. I like the way she thinks. But it's true, and I think a lot of people like Susan are waking up and they're realizing, wait a second, the Democrats, they talk a good game, but they never deliver. And if you live in Chicago's South Side, for example, you now know that you've been replaced, that if you're a black and you live in Chicago's South Side, they don't care about you anymore. It's all about those illegals coming across that border. All right, let's go to Patty in North Carolina. Patty, what's going on?
Hey, Dave, I love you. Hey, listen, every time you play, can you do me a favor? Can you open up with Johnny Otis with Willie and the Hand Jive?
All right, hold on a second here. Johnny, say that one more time, Patty.
His name is Johnny Otis. He sang Willie and the Hand Jive. I know a cat named Willie
and the Hand Jive. All right, we're going to try. You know what, Dylan? Let's try to find that for Patty. That sounds old school.
Yes, it's very old. Well, I'm 64, Todd. I'm old.
You're not that old.
Let me tell you something. But I don't take no. I'm a Trump girl.
I love it.
Yesterday he was the best. He was spot on. He is the best, Todd. I'm telling you, he's not stabbing anybody in the back like Kamala is with Joe.
Let me tell you something, Patty. Every journalist, and I guarantee you, there were some reporters in that room, and they got Trump, and they understood him, and they respected that man for getting up on that stage. Most of them probably didn't, but I don't care.
People are clapping. You heard people they were clapping in there.
Yep, they sure did. They sure did, Patty. They sure did. I'm with you.
One thing about him. He doesn't hold punches. When he has a debate with her, he's going to eat her up alive.
Oh, and he said, you know, she was out there taunting Trump. I know we've got the Kamala says that, hey, look, I'm ready for you. She's ready to throw down. And Trump said, okay, all right, let's do it.
God bless him. He's so great. I love him.
The man got shot in the head, all right? He's built different than the rest of us, Patty.
And guess what? Me and my girlfriend are going to Butler, Pennsylvania.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to go there, Todd. Me and Jen are going there.
Okay, so here's the deal. Patty, when you go up there, you got to make sure to phone in. We're going to deputize you as our national correspondent.
Okay.
There's no pay, but, you know, it's a good title, though.
I gotta be a good ducker though.
Patty,
jeez,
hello, Patty.
Hey, listen, he talks. He saved himself.
You know, he has some good reflexes, and I'll tell you, you got to give the man credit. So did George W. Remember when the Iraqi reporter threw a shoe at him? You remember that? Not once, but twice. I mean, it was like George W. had the ninja moves.
It was like, it was going back and forth on that one.
It's true. It's true. Wow. All right.
I will get back to you on the Butler thing.
All right, Patty. God bless. Safe travels and always good hearing from you. Wow. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, you can watch the Todd Stearns Show on Newsmax, and we have a pretty incredible lineup here. Sarah Williamson is live in Times Square. We'll have a report there. Also, General John Tykert is going to join us regarding the battle with Israel and Iran. And Ben Dieter is going to drop by. We have a crazy story about a Chick-fil-A driver fighting off an armed robber. So that'll be a lot of fun. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio from yesterday. This is Joe Rogan. And so Rogan has been like a huge Trump guy, shows up at the UFC fights. He's right there at ringside. And now he says, you know, he thinks that Trump's going to lose. Cut 18.
She's going to win.
No, she's not.
She can win.
She absolutely can win. I do not think she's going to win because the more she talks, like in 2020, how bad do you have to be that you can't even make Iowa? She couldn't even compete with the mayor of South Bend.
I feel like we are in this very bizarre time where people are giving in to the in a way that I never suspected people would before. And this is one, they just want no Trump, no matter what.
It's possible.
I would have thought that Trump getting shot would, like, that's it, election's over. But it's like they memory hold that so quick.
You would have thought Trump getting shot would have had 8 years of corporate journalists talking about hate speech causing violence to be like, let's take a step back. And that went for what, a week?
They did take a step back for a little bit.
For a week.
And then they went right back at him.
So Rogan's just concerned that people are buying the bull manure that's coming out right now. And it very well may be. Again, folks, we're in the honeymoon period. You're going to have a few more weeks of this, and I think things are going to start to settle down. This is a woman who wants to ban plastic straws. That's not going to go over well. Dylan, I was down at my favorite place, Moon Dance, just the other day. Every Sunday after church, Little Starnes took Caden over there. Loves Moon Dance.
What, Todd, can I ask what Moon Dance is?
It's a great restaurant.
Oh, God.
It's a great restaurant over over near my residence. I want to give up my address to the national audience.
Barbecue?
No barbecue. Oh. No, but it's a great restaurant. And I will say this. They toyed around a while back with plastic straws. And I just can't do that.
No.
They're of the devil.
Wow.
It's in the Bible. Old Testament.
I'll look for it.
Minor prophets. Our pastor's preaching on that. All right, got to take a break here. We've got trivia coming up. Here is your first question. It's from the Andy Griffith Show. Where is the bullet that Barney keeps so close to him? Where does Barney keep that bullet? 901-260-5926 is our number. This is the Todd Stearns Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on a very busy news day. And we asked Ben Dieter to stick around because there's a big election happening in Memphis. So you're working, triple time now?
Yeah, we're working the polls. Not like Megan Thee Stallion. But,
not those polls.
Not those polls.
Actually, thank you for
we're
that.
We're working the precincts, Todd. Not a lot of people are voting. So if you haven't voted, get out and vote.
Get out and vote. And also, our resident star, Aiden Pettit, is back. And Aiden literally had nothing to do. So he said, yeah, I'd love to come in
you
and
know,
hang out for trivia.
I'm happy to be here. You know, happy to be inside for sure.
Yeah, the air conditioning.
Yes, it's a wonderful
rocks.
Thing.
Normally, Aiden, the entire staff complains about air conditioning year round. It's too cold in here. You know, Dieter wears like a sweater and then a parka.
Guess what? My air conditioning died in my car. And I nearly had a heat stroke on I-240, you guys.
That's brutal.
That's really unfortunate.
And you don't want to roll your windows down because people think you're going to shoot them. So exactly. You've got to keep the windows. I mean, it's
exactly.
You got to watch it. All right. So here's the deal. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some trivia, and we're going to be giving away signed copies of one of my books. So if you win, don't hang up. We're going to get your info. But the first question we had, and we're going to get to that in just a moment, but here is the second question. And this is a huge one. And Aiden, I know you've been watching the Olympics.
Absolutely.
So you're totally sold out for the Olympics.
Yes. Okay. Big fan.
What did you think about, we can't talk about it because we'll give away the answer to the question.
That's true.
But let's go ahead and give the Olympic question to the audience.
All righty. So Stephen Nedorosic achieved cult status after his incredible performance in the Paris Olympics. What sport does Stephen play?
This is a great question. If you know the answer, give us a call, 901-260-5926. But right now, let's go to Chuck in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Chuck, how are you today?
Doing fine, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing well, Chuck. Did you go vote today? Did you do early voting?
Oh, well, I did early voting.
Good job.
All right. By the way, that voice is Ben Dieter, Chuck, and Aiden Pettit is joining us as well.
Okay.
All right. Are you...
He's like, and just give me the prize.
No, Chuck just wants to... It's hot. Chuck's like, come on, let's get this over
real
with.
Real quick, I just walked in. What are you giving Chuck if he gets the question right?
He's getting a prize.
Oh, wow. What's the prize?
I'm not going to tell you the prize. Okay. It's a surprise.
All right.
All right, Chuck, here we go. The Andy Griffith Show, where is the bullet that Barney keeps so close to himself? Where is that bullet?
That bullet would be in the front pocket of his shirt.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's right, Chuck. Barney, and the reason why is that Barney had an itchy trigger finger, so he was always shooting off that gun. So Andy made him keep it in his shirt pocket.
Right.
Quite frankly, we could use Barney Fife as the police chief here in Memphis.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chuck, congratulations. Hold on. We're going to get you fixed up with a prize here. Aiden, let's go ahead and read the next trivia question from the Olympics one more time.
All righty. So Stephen Nedorosic achieved cult status after his incredible performance in the Paris Olympics. What sport does Stephen play?
This is a great question. And I just have to say, this was one of my, do you have a favorite moment in the Olympics so far?
I mean, truthfully, any of the men's or women's gymnastics, it's just absolutely incredible. Just seeing them flying through the air, probably just watching any of that is incredible.
For me, this moment and what this guy did was, for me, just the thing. He was kind of like just this nerdy kind of a guy.
Yeah.
You know, he had the glasses.
People have been calling him Clark Kent, like with that analogy, Superman.
That's it.
Yeah.
Dieter, have you thought about a sport? If you could play in the Olympics, what kind of a sport?
I think I would run, Todd. I run a lot, but I really haven't watched the Olympics after seeing that big fat chick at the head of the table doing the mock-up of the Last Supper.
The opening ceremony?
I'm a better Christian, Todd, so I've been boycotting. Sorry, Aiden. Sorry, Todd. I'm kidding.
Wow, this took an ugly turn.
I know. It's exciting. We got a lot of great Americans representing our country, so I am Team USA, but really I can't get over that woman and that blue Smurf guy.
The blue Smurf. You see the opening?
I didn't. I wasn't able to watch the opening, but I've seen a couple references to that on the internet, I think.
She was a well-rounded, full-figured, I think is
the
appropriate.
She embodies athleticism.
Embodies is the key word. What about you, Aiden? I know you're a big athlete as well. What you...
I will say I swam for a good portion of my life, so maybe I'd do a good bit of that. But I think what I always think is really cool is the fencing. I think that is so cool to watch. The fencing.
What is fencing?
I mean, just it's the sword fighting. Like put it bluntly, it's much more sophisticated than that, I'm sure. But I think it looks really cool.
Well, by the way, speaking of swimming, did you see Phelps and Snoop Dogg? They did a lap. They tried to do a lap.
No, I wish I had seen that. I have seen Snoop Dogg so many times on my TV, though. You know, he's all over.
He needed oxygen. He got through one lap, and he needed oxygen.
Well, I think most of us would if we tried to race Michael Phelps.
Indeed. All right, let's... hey, Aiden, this is great. Let's go to... I'm going to let you introduce Lynn from North Carolina.
All righty. Hello, Lynn. So your question was, Steven Nedorosic achieved cult status after his incredible performance in the Paris Olympics. What sport does Steven play? Can you give us an answer?
Pommel horse.
That is correct. For those of you that don't know, that's it's a small little category in men's gymnastics, which the women don't do it, actually. It's only the men. But boy, did this guy give a good performance.
Yeah, I saw the performance, and it was amazing.
Lynn, did you know, be honest, did you know what a pommel horse was before a few days ago?
I did, because I do watch the Olympics, you know, when it comes around.
You know, here's what's fascinating about this story, guys, and Lynn, that he was there for one thing, and that was it, mm-hmm. right? He was there to get on that pommel horse and ride that pommel horse or whatever you do to the pommel horse.
And he was the last up. So it was like hinging on his performance.
Yeah, it was. He had to wait the entire competition, and if he messed up, it was game over, but he didn't. He pulled through. It was incredible.
Yeah,
He got up there. The kid from Worcester, Massachusetts, and the parents were in the audience. I don't know if you saw the parents, and they were so excited. She was like, "That's my boy. That's my boy."
Yep.
But the kid got up there, he says, "Hold my glasses," gets up there, and he comes down with a gold medal, or a bronze.
It was a bronze.
Bronze.
Yes, sir.
Bronze.
And then he was like, "Where are my glasses?" I love this guy. All right, Lynn, congratulations. Hang tight. Lydia's going to get your information, and we're going to get you a prize.
What's the prize? I just came in here because you're giving prizes away, Todd.
A signed copy of one of my books.
Oh, wow.
All right.
It's a great prize.
It's a very nice prize. Mm-hmm. It is a great prize. Here is the next question, and this is, you know what, Dieter, I'm going to let you, this is the
I've got the sheet.
Oh, you've got the sheet?
Yes.
Why don't you do the one about President Trump making headlines?
Gladly. All right, this is your trivia question to win one of Todd's special prizes. President Trump made headlines at the National Association of Black Journalists. Can you name the ABC host who attacked the former president?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's a very good question.
It wasn't George, what do you call him, Slopidopoulos?
No.
It wasn't him.
So I'll repeat it one more time. President Trump making headlines at the National Association of Black Journalists. Can you name the ABC host who attacked Trump?
All right, if you know the answer, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That story making headlines, talking about it today, 901-260-5926. While we do that, we're going to toss out another question before we go to break. Back to the Andy Griffith Show. Who was the county clerk in Mayberry? No, it wasn't Wanda Helm. Who was the county clerk in Mayberry? Give us a call if you know the answer to that, 901-260-5926. Got to take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Have a little bit of trivia fun today. It's been a wild news week, so we got to kick back and have a little bit of fun. All right, Ben Dieter, you had a question out on the table.
Yes, and I will repeat that real quick. All right, so President Trump made headlines just yesterday at the National Association of Black Journalists. Can you name the ABC host who attacked the former president? Let's go to North Carolina. We have Ronnie on the phone line. Ronnie, welcome to the Todd Stern Show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
All right. We can't complain. All right. I'm going to repeat this and then toss it over to you. Can you name the ABC host who attacked President Trump?
Yes, sir. I believe it was Rachel Scott.
Well done.
Wow.
That one was a tougher one.
It was. And Ronnie, you were all over that one.
Yes, sir.
All right, Ronnie, hang tight. We're going to get you hooked up with a prize. So thank you very much for participating. We've got another trivia question out on the table, but Aiden, you've got one.
I do. I love it. I'm just here to talk about the Olympics. It's going great. All right. So the next one we've got is, what is the name of the youngest Team USA athlete, and what sport do they play?
Oh, that's a good question. The youngest. Give that one more time.
All right. So your question is, what is the name of the youngest Team USA athlete, and what sport do they play? Kind of a two-part question.
All right. Give us a call, 901-260-5926, if you know the answer. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Beverly in Georgia. Hi, Beverly. How are you today?
Doing great, Todd. How are you?
I am doing just fine, and you're on the air with Ben and Aiden. We're just hanging out, having a good old time. Here is the question. We want to know the county clerk in Mayberry on the old Andy Griffith show. Who was that?
I'm thinking Howard Sprague.
Well, you're thinking the right way, Beverly. Right. Congratulations.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
Beverly, did you watch the? Were you alive when the Andy Griffith Show was on the air originally?
Mercy, yes, I'm 65. My daddy reminded me of Andy Griffith. They were so much alike, and we watched it faithfully. And when he got back when he got Alzheimer's, that's all he wanted on the TV was Andy Griffith.
Was the Andy Griffith?
Wow.
Most homeschool families make their kids watch it. So a lot of kids, y'all's age, guys, know of the Andy Griffith. Are you familiar with the Andy Griffith
show? We did. As a family, we actually watched a good bit of it throughout my childhood, yeah.
It's a lot of fun, and the writing is so well done. And by the way, Beverly, this is kind of cool. I'm actually speaking September or October in Mount Airy, North Carolina, which is what the town that is based on Mayberry.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, Beverly, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get you a signed copy of one of my books. What are you laughing at there, Dieter?
I'm just dealing with your executive producer.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Grace Baker. And the lovely Merlot.
Wow, you're Dalmatian. In such a generous mode today. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a lot of trivia for a Thursday show.
It's a lot of trivia, but that's okay.
Are you nervous about the election today, and you're just trying to...
No, I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Okay.
But that could be the, I didn't realize our church has a cafe. Oh. And so they have, like, you can stop in and get breakfast and whatnot. And anyway, I asked for a large iced tea again, and they basically gave me a gallon jug with a straw. So I'm kind of hopped up on caffeine. All right, I'm going to put another question out. And I know we have look, Aiden, I think you have stumped the audience.
Oh, man. So sorry.
This is not good.
Too hard of a trivia question, I guess.
You haven't become a regular yet, so you can't stump people this early in the process.
Oh, I apologize.
No, no, no. You're good. It's all a learning process. Here we go. We're going to try Happy Days. This was one of the shows that I loved growing up. My mom was very religious, and she would not let us watch Happy Days because Fonzie wore a leather jacket, and she thought that, you know, we might become, I don't know, gang members. But on the TV series Happy Days, Ron Howard starred as Richie Cunningham, and Richie Cunningham had two very close friends, and we need you to name those friends. Who are the two best friends of Richie Cunningham on Happy Days? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926 if you know the answer. All right. So, by the way, did you guys see the triathlon? The triathletes.
I did not. I heard that didn't it get pushed back because of water quality?
It got pushed back, and of course we've got a guy here in who lives in Germantown who's actually on the Olympic team, and he's one
did
of the
not
triathletes.
Know that. Wow,
this is such a crazy story because you know his name is Seth Ryder, you guys, and he's gone viral on social media because he's not been washing his hands to prepare himself for the crappy water. Right. So he says the thinking is if you don't wash your hands after using the bathroom, you'll build up immunity.
Building up immunity. That actually, I saw where that was going. That makes sort of sense to me.
And there's all that E. coli in the Sin River. So he's prepared. Anyways, a lot of people are upset at him because he's not been washing his hands. I'm like, leave the guy alone. He's running a triathlon or competing in a triathlon. Right.
But apparently, after the swimming part of it, the water was so bad that all the athletes were heaving. I mean, they were throwing up.
Is it worth it? That would be my question. Yeah.
But, I mean, can you imagine going to the Olympics and then suddenly you're like, well, I'm worried about the water. Like, I feel like I would keep going. I mean, I'm at the Olympics. I think I'd keep swimming.
You got to go all out.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're at the Olympics, you got to go all out.
It's a life goal for most of them.
Mm-hmm. It's true. All right. 901-260-5926, our number. We have two questions out. And, Aiden, let's give them yours again. I don't think they're going to be able to get this.
I may have stumped people. I'm so sorry. All right. So, what is the name of the youngest Team USA athlete and what sport do they play?
The youngest athlete playing in the Olympics. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Robert in North Carolina. Robert wants to answer the Happy Days question. All right, who are Richie Cunningham's closest friends?
Topsy Weber and Ralph Mouth.
Oh, Wow. Yeah, absolutely, Robert. But I had to tell you, my call screener spelled it Popsy and Ralph Mouth, but it is Potsy Weber and Ralph Mouth. I need some of that tea up here quickly.
I think Donnie Moss played Ralph Mouth.
And yes, and Anson. Oh, who was who played Potsy Weber? Anson.
Anson something. I cannot.
Anson somebody. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That was a great, great TV show, and of course. It gave birth to Mork and Mindy and also Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah.
Remember those? Great shows.
Yeah, they was all, Laverne and them was on the show quite a bit. And so was, and that's where Mork came to the first time. He was in the 50s.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Robert, hang tight, and we're gonna get you a prize here, so don't go anywhere. And I think, guys, we've got an answer to the Olympic question, if we can squeeze it in here, but we may not. Oh, here we go. All right, let's just go to Tim in Georgia.
Tim, you're on the air. Tim, welcome.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
All right, we're doing good. Real quick here, we've got about 20 seconds. Aiden, give the question.
All righty. So what is the name of the youngest Team USA athlete and what sport do they play?
Hesley Rivera, and she is a gymnast.
That is correct. There we go. Somebody got it.
Wow. Well done, Tim. Well done.
Yep. She is 16.
Prizes.
She's 16 and just got an Olympic gold medal on the women's gymnastic team.
Tim, don't go anywhere. Aiden, it's been a lot of fun.
It's
great
been
job.
Fun. Thank you, sir.
Dieter, thanks for hanging out with us.
All right.
You were here, you know. May as well.
Yes.
Hey, folks, 5 o'clock, Newsmax. Get out there. You be good, America.